Today's Daf Yomi Shir is sponsored for Refuah Shlema for Shoshana Bat Sara, who is having major surgery today, April 7th.
Okay, today's Daf is Daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Kedushin. Just to read inside what I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday, and we're talking about a little bit about Kinyan Chalipin that was brought up. So the Taz discussed the issue in Simen Reish Ches in Choshe Mishpat. Da kona kinyan b'Shabbos, da mekach kayim. If somebody makes a kinyan on Shabbos, the mekach is good. V'lo amrin ani avad l'mahani. And we don't say the principle of the Maseches Temura Dav Dalet, that if the Torah tells you not to do something and you do it, it won't work. The Torah, that's part of the fact that the Torah says not to do it. So what about if you're kona kinyan b'Shabbos, the Rabbanan told you not to do it? Don't you apply the principle of the avad l'mahani on a Rabbanan level? So near lani is daiti latari tzedvarim. The kol sheish iser it's a case where the Torah says not to do something, so then that's a case of it won't work if you do it. There's a case where he shouldn't sell his brother's items, so if he does sell his brother's items, the Rabbanan answer that for some reason, then he have a lo mahani. It's not inherently a problem. And the same thing in Perek Meruba, where the Gemara talks about Kimle B'Dravimine cases, where somebody throws something into his own Rishus, and then we say the Geneva and the Isser Shabbos comes at the same time. But still, what do you mean? How could there be a Kenyan? How could you be Kona something on Shabbos if it's an Isser? The Karni Avagavshu Chayiv Misa, or Mishamachinami, also Shinishpesh, Lumkar Nechasav. If somebody makes a Shvua not to sell his Nechasim, the Isra is mitzad the Shvua, not mitzad inherently. That's it. It can be mitzad the Zman, mitzad the Shvua, but anything that's not an inherent Isra always, so then that would not be included in Iyav Elo Mahani. Okay, that's why if somebody does a Kinyan B'Shabbos, it would work, even though it would be Asr. Okay, so now we go back to the Tashmaz that we are in. Remember, we are in the discussion of Kinyan Agav, whether one needs Tzvurin or not. Does one need the Metaltzelin to be on the Karka when one sells or not? I did not mention, but I'll mention it now, that the discussion in the Achronim, how Kinyan Agav works, might be the issue behind the Gemara's question. We mentioned yesterday, Kinyan Agav, does it work that the Kinyan on the Karka works and functions as a Kinyan on the Metaltzelin? Or one might say that, no, Kinyan on the Karka, it's automatic, and then you don't need a Kinyan on the Metaltzelin. So that goofa might be the question of whether you need Tzvurin or not, whether you need it to be on the Karka. If you need it to be on the Karka, because that, you could say it either way, say one way first. If you need it to be on the Karka, because maybe the only way somebody can be included in the Kinyan of the Karka is if it's on there, then you could apply the Kinyan. But if it's not needed, maybe that's because it doesn't need a Kinyan on itself, and it's just it's just memelo. Once you do a kinyan on the karka and you related it somehow, maybe you said it, so then it would not have to be there and it would be automatic without having to have a kinyan done to it. So that might be behind the issue of tzvurin or not. So we'll relate to that again in a few minutes. So let's go tashma. Three lines from the bottom. Chav vav ma beis. Tashma maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel v'zakenim mishnin maisa sheni. Story of Rabbi Gamliel and v'zakenim sheyiboyim basfina. They were coming on a boat. Amr lahem Rabbi Gamliel l'zakeinim. All of a sudden, Rabbi Gamliel says to the zakeinim, "Os iser sha'ani asid lamud, the iser, the miser that I am going to measure out." First, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says it's a case where Rabbi Gamliel's on a boat, and Rashi says, "Look on the bottom, Rashi v'shachach, but the nothing rishus litrom." He didn't take off his miseris before he left. And he's at home. He's not at home. And he's worried that his family is going to eat from the tefuah. And he's not there. He wasn't misaking it yet. So therefore, he's worried. So he says, the baister that I will measure out, nosum lo Yoshua. I hereby give that to Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, who is here on the boat with me, who is a Levi. Who is a Levi? How do you know he's a Levi? So Rashi quotes different stories from other Gemaras on top, where Rabbi Yoshua was involved in stories of people coming to him and saying, no, you're from the Mishorim, the Mishoarim, or the Levim, we know, had two functions in the Beis HaMikdash. They sung and they took care of the gates, the gatekeepers. So he says, I give it to Yeshua because he's a Levi. Umakoma muskerlo, and the makom, where the miser is, I lease out to Yeshua. Let's finish the story first. The Iser Acher Shadi Yasser Lamud, and the other Meiser, meaning Meiser Ani, it must have been year 3 or year 6 in the Shemitah cycle where you give Meiser Ani instead of Meiser Sheni. So that, Nasan Lol Akiva Ben Yosef, I give that to Akiva Ben Yosef, who was the Gabbai Tztaka, Rabbi Akiva, who was also on the boat with him. And the Makom is Muskar to him as well. Right, so he gives the Meiser and the Meiser Ani and the Meiser Rishon on the boat. Shmamina bi'inan svurin ba. Right? So don't you see from this story that you need sivurin? Why? Because here he says, mikomo muskur lo. It doesn't say, any makom in my field, just give it to them, and agav, it's the metatzel and go to Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Akiva, but he says, that makom, mikomo muskur lo. So doesn't that prove you need sivurin? So shani asav geichel lo l'truchinu, maybe there's no raya, maybe they're just doing it, they don't have to be matriach to get a piece of land here, and the metatzel in here, did it all together to make it easier for them, but there's no raya that you need sivurin.
He's worried about the people back home eating it.
That's Rashi. So Tosfos here asked about 8 questions on Rashi's pshat, and all of the Rishonim, let's go through Tosfos, all of Tosfos' questions and his answers, and then we'll relate to some other Rishonim who ask the questions that give different answers. But first, Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel. He quotes Rashi, and then he says on the third line in Tosfos, Vakasha, De'im Kain, Mahayamol Tikuno. How did he help? How did his tikkun help? He's being ma'aser right now. Adarav, agarat fe, it's worse now. Why? Shema yochlo b'nei beso akol. Maybe his family could eat everything. And now there's ma'aser in there. Fa'afo iser atzmo. So maybe they'll eat everything. The Tosfos says, oh, mir yesh latarits. Maybe he knew he had tons. He knew he had a huge amount they wouldn't eat it. Yesh latarits keish lo hayaloch shasha b'kakshi, harbi tua b'kri, he had a lot. Va'yodesh lo yochlo b'nei beso, he knew that they wouldn't eat it all. Hakol kolim shiyavo. When I'm mostly yafresh ma'aser, so always he'll be mafresh on the rest. But then Tosfos asks a number of questions which he does not answer. We're talking about a chaver here. We're talking about a talmid chacham. We have the principle that a chaver is never has something that's inu mesukan yosi mitoch beiso. How did he leave his house in the first place without being misakin it? Right, v'shlohu diav shidim mesukan. He didn't let them know. V'amrina chazaka al chaver shidim motzit mitachas yoder shidim mesukan. Kasha one, the old kasha. Second question: Lama hayatzarach litein lahem v'laskan lamakom b'kriya shem sagi. We know by Jewish Maisers that kriya shem is enough. What do you have to? Why didn't he just label it? What do you have to give it to them now? Just label it. That would be enough to. He would say the north part of my field is the Maiser Rishon. That's it. You don't have to give it yet. Just be kori shem. The old kasha also v'halo lo asa klum kivan shlo amar shi musar. Also, he wasn't even mafresh. He just said that Iser goes to him. Don't you have to do a Maisa Hafrasha, declaring it Iser first? But Odayol the Farish Kama Maiser. He wasn't Mefarish. How much he was giving? Iser, you have to specify, right? How many Lugin, how many this, how many that? Skip a few lines. V'yod Kasha, Kivish Lakova Makom, you were Makovia Makom. How that Hafrasha help? So he's very against all of these, he has many questions against Rashi, and therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, a totally different shot in the Gemara. 3 lines from the bottom. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Sheshas Habir Haya. He was not taking off Shumas of Maestros at the beginning. Really, what happened here, it was the Shas Habir. It was at the end of the time, when it was time, the Bir Maestros means at the after the season, when it's time for me to go to the Beis HaMikdash and be misvad to talk on Shbaruch Hu that I did everything correctly. So that's where he was. Shashaz bir ha yeshay tzorach levar maestros v'itov beiso v'linam l'baalein. He had to be mevar the maestros from his house and give it to the proper recipients. So that's what was going on here. I have to work it into the words a little bit, but that's what was happening. And continuing on the next Amud, the Kriya Shem, the Hasam Atap, when it says he had to be Kori Shem, that's to figure out who he's going to give it to you. But you don't have to be kovei makom for the beer maestros. You don't have to be. You have to just do a korea shame, right? So it's much less problematic. So says Rabbeinu Tam, even though the words might fit in better according to Rashi. Then he deals with, again, I'm just going to do all the Tosfos questions now, and then go through one by one what some of the other Rishonim do with them. V'im Tomar, second skinny line, v'lama eno masker truma gadola, but most of the Rabbi Gamliel. Why do you start with Maaser Rishon, right? Truma is usually what comes first. Right, so what happened to the Truma Gadola? Third line in third skinny line of Tosfos, Yesh Mefarshim, Mishum Dechita Achas Poteres Es Akrim in HaTorah. Mida Oraisa, how much Truma do you have to take? Mida Oraisa, how much Maaser do you have to take off? So Maaser inherently is 1/10, hence the name Maaser. How much Truma do you have to give Mida Oraisa? Kol Shehu. Right, if you're an average guy, you give 1/50th, if not 1/40th, 1/60th. Right, so really a tiny amount. Chita achas. V'shem efrisha kodim shi'as mi'beiso. So he had time to do that. He took off one chita kedei lahot lotzis the isur daraisa to make sure his family didn't violate isur daraisa. Says Tosfos lo dehir. I don't like that. What, he only prevents his family from doing daraisas, not the rabbanans. V'chilo ha'ilo rabbi gamli lachash li'isur darabanan. So Tosfos gives a second answer. What happened to the truma? So lahachilos kir truma gedolo fi she'ena chayves bebiur. Remember my pshat? We're talking about beer. According to some Rishonim, you don't have to do. You don't have to get the truma out of your head. There's no time for beer at the end. Number two, and the third pshat is why no truma go down about 20 lines, almost towards the end of Tosfos. Yesh lomar the vade truma hifresh, but oda basade the regulars will hafresh begorin. Truma they always used to take off in the fields. Truma is serious issues. Truma is an misa b'nei shamayim. That's why they get rid of it quickly. Maaser rishon. If Yisrael eats a maaser rishon, so then okay, it's not a good thing. But there's no misa to it. So Tosfos deals with many questions, which he answers some of them. But basically, he tries to argue with Rashi. Other rishonim deal with one by one. How was he not Torah before he left? Tosfos didn't answer that question. This is a Talmud Chacham. There's a Chaver. We know there's a Chazaka, that a Chaver does not leave his house with Tzvua, that still has Shumas and Maishas, that has to be taken off from it. That is Tevel. What happened to that Chazaka? Tosfos didn't answer it. Right, so says the Ritva, that principle in many sources, if you look at it, it says Chazaka Chaver Shemes. Chazaka ain Tevel Yotzi Mitachas Yado. Meaning, it's only a chaver that dies. You could assume his tefuah had the truest advice taken off. Shlo amar lo b'chaver shemeis dafka uk shemeis mitoch yishuv daito. So, and when he died, amitaso, and therefore you could assume that he doesn't want to have leave problems over. Shilu lo hayim musukanim hayim odi alahem. Avo kishalomeis mitoch yishuv daito. But if he died suddenly, v'kol shegei kishapirish liyam, and also when he took a trip after this chazak doesn't apply, he thought he'd get back. He thought he'd get back in time. Daito lachzar. Ulachilu asru nameikara. So there's no, that the principle of chazaka, chaver, enu yotze, davrashidim suka, mitoch yado, only applies by a chaver shemes, says the Ritva. Also, the Meiri suggests maybe it only applies to tfua that's in his house. Not tfua that's still in his field. Tfua that's still in his field? Okay, he didn't get to it yet. He can't say the second it grows, he's going to be mafreshit. So that's where the chazaka applies only when it's tfua mitoch beso. And here we're talking about tfua that was still in his field. That's regarding the chazaka issue.
Chazaka means that it definitely happened. I mean,
chazaka could
it kind of mean that from our perspective we don't have to worry about it because we can assume that.
From our perspective, how could Rabbi Gamliel? How could the story have taken place?
But doesn't mean that it definitely
doesn't mean happen. That it definitely happened. Chazaka usually means you could assume. So in this case, why couldn't his family assume? What was he worried about?
But it didn't.
Obviously, it didn't. But wouldn't he be in the general behavior of chaverim that wouldn't leave their?
Yeah, but if it was some sort of bonus or
unless this is included in the chazaka, it's included in the chazaka. So he's taking care of it. He's taking care of it. But it's a little late. The Gemara is assuming. The another question that's dealt with by the Rishonim. Two more. Number one, a question that Tosfos did not ask, and that is: there's a principle that you have to be mafresh min hamukaf. Right, from a field connected to each other. I can't take fruit from my field in the east side of the city for the left side of the city. Menamukaf, connected. So these the Rabbi Gamliel didn't do Menamukaf. He didn't do Menamukaf, asked the Ritva. And said the Ritva, no, he did Menamukaf. He did Menamukaf. Why? Because he took off for his field at home, from his field at home. It was Menamukaf. Avo b'sheino somak Rabbi Gamliel, even though he wasn't there, it's still called Menam Mukaf. So the Ritva just says that. Mukaf chashvin amlai, even though he is not there. So that's just a ha'ara that the Ritva makes. And finally, the third issue to deal with is something that we'll talk about, we've spoken about in the past, but we'll talk about it again in about, about 20 blot, where the Tosfos had said that what happened to the Truma Gedola? Why didn't he do a Truma Gedola? So he says, oh, no, don't worry. Maybe Mida Araisa, Chita, the Gemara says, Chita achas poteres asakri. One chita is enough to take off truma, and therefore that's what he did. So it says, maybe he protects them from the rabbanans also. But when it says chita achas poteres asakri, there's a well-known Tosfos read. Now it's well-known, I should say, because the Noda B'Yehuda in the 200 years ago, the Noda B'Yehuda writes, I have a tremendous chiddush I've never seen it anywhere before. And really, the Tosfos Rid said the exact same thing, but he obviously didn't have the Tosfos Rid. Noda B'Yehuda said this in, where am I, Tosfos Rid here, Daf Nun Ches, later on. Ra'isi Makshim, says the Tosfos Rid, I've seen people ask, if you want to look up the Noda B'Yehuda, it's in Tinyana Yaradeh Asim in Reish Aleph. Noda B'Yehuda says, on Chita Achas Pateres Hazakri, that comes up later in Kiddush and Daf Nun Ches. It says, Titein Lo, but when you give Truma, and don't we darshan kidei nesina, you have to give a davar chashuv? Titein lo, you have to give him. So if I give one grain of wheat to the Kohen for Truma, that's a giving. See, you didn't give him anything. That's not a giving. So says the Tosfos Rid, venirali the tarades, you're right. Chita achas poteres as a kri. What does that mean, that one grain poters the kri? That means it's not tevel anymore. But you didn't do the mitzvah of giving Truma to the Kohen. Unbelievable. There's two aspects. There's a hafkas shein tevel. That's one chita. Take it off. It's not tevel anymore. You don't get an iser by eating it no longer. But the mitzvahs nesina says the reid avomiyu afal pisha mitzvaso b'kach emein arosu l'kai mitzvah zu v'torim chidachat v'kol akri niskan v'yatsa midei tivlo ela shelo kie mitzvahs nesina. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Reid later on in Kiddusha Daf and Ches, and that's exactly what the Noda Behuda says. Yesh li lomar davar chadash lo kadmani b'zeh shum mefarish oposek. Nobody's ever said this. Baruch Hashem, we was ochat the Tosfos Reid, and to say that the Noda Behuda was mechavein to the Tosfos Reid. This relates to the issue of how much do we separate the Nesina and the Hafrasha of Trumas and Maisers. The Taz in Yerodei and Semen Aleph says that there is a separate mitzvah to be mafra Trumas and Maisers, even though I have no intention of eating. So you see, there's a concept. There's a mitzvah Nesina, even though you're not interested in eating it. So again, separating. Do you count Nesina and Hafrasha as two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, there's two mitzvahs. Nesina's truma and Afrasha's truma. Two separate mitzvahs. Again, maybe following the derech of this Tosfos Reid and the Noda Behuda. But that relates to what Tosfos quotes about chita achas poteres ezekri. One other issue that's brought up in the Rishon. Again, this is where a lot of the action is on this daf, even though it's only on the first three lines. The Tosfos also asked, in the next Tosfos, and Tosfos Nasun Yoshua. What happened? They were stuck on the boat, so Rabbi Gamliel gave the Maaser Rishon to Yoshua the Levi. Tosfos asked, 1 minute, we know that Ezra, or the Gemara in Yevamos describes that Ezra made a knas against the Levium, because they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, so he said, tough, they don't get Maaser Rishon anymore. Too bad. Give it to the Kahanim. Right? No more. The Kahanim came back, but you can't give a knas to the Kohanim. They came back, but also, it's Truma. Truma is asa daraisa for the Yisrael to eat, but Maaser Rishon is an asa daraisa. You just have to give it. But says Tosfos, v'kasha eich nasan lo v'akansinu Ezra. The Yishlomar says Tosfos, maybe only Ezra was kones, but he was not kones the aniyim of the Levium, and Rabbi Yeshua was also an ani, not just a Levi, and therefore that's why it was okay. The Sava lo kones the aniyim, Rabbi Yeshua ani haya. Number one. Number two, the Meiri here says maybe it's like the Rambam. The Rambam says he was only kones that generation, not later generations. So maybe that's why also he was able to give it to he was able to give it to Rabbi Yeshua. Finally, just the last thought to mention on this story. Why, when we talk about Rabbi Yeshua, he says he gave it to Yeshua, and when he gives it to the Maaser Ani to Akiva, it has to mention Akiva ben Yosef. Why mention his father? Why have to mention, I don't know why he doesn't say, right, but I guess it was his friend, so he didn't say Rebbe, just Yeshua and Akiva, first name basis, but why Akiva ben Yosef? So the pre-tzaddik Rav Sadok suggests, let me find it here, the pre-tzaddik says, al derech remez, as everything the pre-tzaddik says, al pi mashi yadua, shor shol Rabbi Akiva, hayami Yosef atzaddik. Rabbi Akiva came from Yosef atzaddik, right, and he says it's a bunch of kiseitzei. And what's the remez? From our sugya, because Yosef supported the whole world. Yosef was mashbir l'chol am ha'aretz, and Rabbi Akiva was the gabbai tztaka for the aniyim. So he was also the mashbir of kol ha'aretz. And that's what the remez here that Dafka says, Akiva ben Yosef, alluding to not just his biological father, but Yosef atzad. Oh, that's heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, right over there on the bottom left picture. So he says that who's called tzaddikim in the Torah? Noach ish tzaddik and Yosef atzaddik. I'm sorry, but it's Chazal. What ma'akasha between Noach and Yosef? So according to the Balei HaTosfos on Chumash, who say that you're a tzaddik if you support the whole world. If you support the whole world, if you're masbiya the whole world, but with food, so you're a tzaddik. Right? Noach supported the whole world, it was on the Teva, and Yosef supported the whole world. What's the remez? Poseach es yadecha u'masbiya l'chol chai ratzon? Tzaddik, Hashem b'chol d'racha. So you have tzaddik, right? You have to masbiyah l'chol chai ratzon. So that's the so you know that masbiyah l'chol chai ratzon is that's what I want to call Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the remez of masbiyah Noach and Yosef. I don't know why Rashi and the Rachayim Hakadosh were also merited, but also they supported. Rashi supported the world in his own way as well. Yeah. Do all kinyanim of karka work for schiris? I think it's a machlokas whether they all work. Right, so the question is, did he do chatzer here, or did he do agav? Is that your question?
No,
some Rishonim say...
How did he get the
the...
How did he get the land to them? Right. So what kind of kenyan he did? So let's assume he did it in some, he was mezakeh to them somehow. Toshma Vaidus. We didn't answer the question whether you need Svurin or not. So we continue. Fifth line. Do you need by a Kinyan Agav? Do you need the items to be on the land? So Toshma Adamar Abba Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Shnei Shtar Esein. There are two kinds of documents. Zechu Besada Zula Ploni. If somebody says to another person, Ruben says to Shimon, be Mizake this field for Ploni. The Kisvulu Asashtar. And also write a Mishtar for it. Write a Mishtar. Choser Beshtar Beina Choser Besada. I, the seller, I'm allowed to retract or the giver, I'm allowed to retract on the shtar, but not on the sada once he did the kinyan, once he was zochin on the behalf of so-and-so owns it now, but before he wrote the shtar, you can retract, because you can say, I don't want the shtar written. But, al-manashe, tichtivu lo shtar, if you said, v'mizak zochin this land, on condition, al-manas, that you write a shtar, so then, once he decides he doesn't want to have the shtar written, chozer bein b'shtar bein b'sada, then it can be chozer, because once he's chozer on the shtar, then automatically he's chozer on the sada as well. The Ron quotes the Ramban here, interesting, that, you know what you see from this Gemara? You're allowed to make a t'nai for the detriment of the giver. Even though it's not exactly parallel to b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein. We've always said that every condition has to be parallel to b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein. But here, it's to, you have a t'nai to the detriment. Chaz of Ramban, d'mei ha-shamin, av al-bisha t'nai u-to'elas ha-makabel, even though the t'nai is just for the to'elas to the makabel, a shtar is good for you, you'll have a raya. You'll have a raya that I gave it to you, still, and it's bad for me, I'm still allowed to make that t'nai. V'yav agad da'ba'ama gamrina mitai b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein, still I'm allowed to make that t'nai, and therefore I can be mevatel the t'nai whatever I want. So he says, for example, Hare at, this is your field on condition that I give you 200 zuz. I'm allowed to make that tonight. Right? You end up saying it's not dissimilar. You can make that tonight. And as long as I don't give you 200 zuz, you don't get the field. Ramban says, that's what you see from this Gemara. You can make a tonight against the Tova of the Nosei. Vaiter, Rebchia bar Avin Amar Afuna, Shlosha Shtar Esein, really there are three kind cases of Shtar. Trei Had Amran, the two that we just mentioned. Idach, what's the other case? Im Kama, in Kadam Mocher, the Kasav Loas Ashtar. If the Mocher gets up and writes the Shtar himself, after he gave the Sivui, Kosa Shashanina, like we learned in Baba Basra. Kosvin Shtar La Mocher, Afal Pisha Ein Lo Keachimo. You're allowed to write a shtar, and the edim are allowed to witness and help write a shtar to the seller, even though the buyer is not there. Why? Because it's only good for this buyer. It's only good for the buyer. It's a schus, so he could be zochid, even though he's not there. And once he does that, kimeshechse, kimo bakarka, once the kinyan chazak is done, nikne shtar b'chamakom shehu, so whenever the receiver is machzik in the karka, then the shtar is his wherever the shtar might be. Shma mina, lo bin svurin ba. Oh, so what do you see from there? Again, you don't need Svurin because he's being kona the shtar wherever it is, even though the karka is somewhere else. Answers the Gemara, don't bring me rayos from documents from the shtar. Shiny shtar, da afsira da arahu. Literally, don't bring rayos from shtar because the shtar is the handle of the land. What does that mean? The shtar is connected to the land. It's part of the land. It's not just like a chair that you're selling with the land. And then you have a discussion of whether it needs to be on the land or not. The shtar is part of the land. And therefore, wherever it is, it's considered part of the land. So that's why you can't bring me a raya here from Tzvurin or not. So again, the Achronim discussed, the Ksosia discussed it. Does this mean that the shtar is always considered Tzvurin? Or, no, you don't need Tzvurin because the shtar is just like a handle. It's part of the land. But either way, you can't bring me rayas. Ay, Bahalak Tani, didn't we say about this discussion of shtar? Vizui Sheshaninu, Nechazim Jain Lamachrais, Dikna Nechazim Jain Lamachrais, Bekasav Beshar Bechazaka. Didn't we generalize it? We had the discussion of shtar, and then we said, this is the marker for Kinyan Agav in general. So where I said, you're right. Shmamina, Lobin, and Svurimba, Shmamina. Oh, so that's the Maskana. You don't need Svurim. Meaning, Herman, if I'm selling you a land and a chair, the chair does not have to be on the land. Right, I could sell you the land and say, Agav, this land, you're also getting the share. The share could be somewhere else. That's the maskana. You don't need Svurin. But now the Gemara says, Iboy lahu, mi be'inan agav olo. Do I have to explicate? Do I have to say, I'm selling you the chair, agav the land, by dint? That's the fancy English way. Can't forget our English, even though we moved to Eretz Yisrael. Right? By dint of the other Kenyan, the mi bin Yagav Olo, do you have to say Agav? Or could I just say, I'm selling you the land and the chair? Do I have to say Agav? So, Tashma, Tani Kalhani, Tani Agav. What are all these stories? They didn't say the word Agav. And that's how it worked. They didn't say Kone either. It must be they left the words out. Elad Amar Kani. Hakanami Ad Amar Agav. So it must be that it could very well be that they said it. You had to say it. The Hilchasa Svurin Lo Be'inan Agav Kani Be'inan. The Gemara's Maskana is you don't need Svurin. It doesn't be on the land, but you have to say Agav V'Kani. So, it sounds like from here, it's every case, you don't need Svurin, and you do need Agav V'Kani. But then you have the Shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam, which is also the Shita right here of the Tosas Rehazaken. The Tosas Rehazaken and the Rambam are Machalek. They say, let's figure out how to read the Gemara, when it is Svurin, you don't need to say Kani and Agav. When it's on the land, just say, Bikoni the land and the chair. When it's not Svurin, that's when you have to say Kani V'Agav. That's what the Tosas Rehazaken here says. Umistavra dafka b'she'in and svurin b'toch ha'karka. Avo bit svurin lo b'in anaga v'kni al kivish u'makna lo ha'karka v'metaltlan ke'echad kivish hikna ha'karka b'ketzma b'chazaka kona ha'metaltlan shem b'socha. Right? It's automatic. So you have two issues with the Rambam. Number one, how does he read the Gemara? Number two, what's his svara? So how does he read the Gemara? The Tosas Rehazaken himself explains and the Kesem Mishnah explains. 2 points. Number one, the Gemara, after the Gemara already came to the maskan of lo bein and svurin, then he asked, do you have to say it? Do you have to say agav? Shouldn't that be the first question? Shouldn't that have been the first question? Do you have to say, by a case of agav, do you have to say agav? Shouldn't that have been the first question? So it sounds like, no, it only comes up as a question once we have decided that you don't need svurin. As if to say, if we would have thought svurin, so then that you need to be on it, then the question wouldn't have come up. A. Point Raya A, that the Rambam, and Raya B is, when the Gemara says V'hilchos at the end, why do you have to repeat Svurin Lo Be'inan and Agav Kinyan Be'inan? You already said 3 lines ago, Shema Mina Lo Be'inan Svurin. Why do you have to repeat it? So it sounds like, no, it's only because, in the case of Svurin Lo Be'inan, therefore Agav Kinyan Be'inan. That's how the Rambam and the Tosri Azakin read the Gemara. What's the Svara? So the Sma says, exactly how we started off the whole discussion today. What's the Svara for Kinyan Agav? So we said there's 2 ways in the Achrona that they say it. Do we say that the kinyan on the karka is also a kinyan on the metaltalin? Or do we say that once you do a kinyan on the karka, you don't need a kinyan on the metaltalin? So maybe that's exactly what's going on here. When it's on the karka, you don't have to say it because it's considered part of the karka. You don't have to do right? It's automatic. All right, the Sma says this in Reish Beis Gimel. Reish Beis Gimel, that when it's tsvurin, you don't need a separate kinyan for it. It's automatic. That's the way he says it, and therefore you don't have to say lechazeku kinyan on it. But when it's not tsvurin, therefore it needs its own ma'isa kinyan, and the way that you relate the ma'isa kinyan to it is by saying kinei the agav. That's how you say it. By the way, the Ravid there argues. The Ravid says, "What are you talking about?" The Gemara says, "You don't need tsvurin, and you have to say it in every case, even if it is tsvurin." And that ends up being a machlokas mechaber in the Rama in Choshe Mishpat halacha lemaisa. The mechaber passes like the Rambam, and the Rama paskins like the Ravid. Good. Vayter in the Gemara. Vayter in the Gemara. Let's continue. And you can look up that Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Mechira Perek Gimel Halacha Tes Gimel Tes. Let's continue. Ibay lehu sade b'mecher u'b'metaltalin b'matana mahu. What happens if I do agav? Two different processes, two different halachic mechanisms. I want to sell you the field and give you the metaltalin. Does agav work like that? Mahu. Does it have to be both sales or both givings? Could it be one? Could it be double? Right, Tashmat. The Gemara says, "What do you mean?" From the stories that we just had, Isur Shani Yasid Lamu Nasun LeYeshua. What happened? I'm giving the Meister Ani to Yehoshua, to Rabbi Yeshua, Umakom Muskir Lo, and I'm renting him. I'm leasing out to him the place where it is. So you see, leasing is not a giving. Leasing is more of a mechira we're going to have later on. But what exactly is schiris? When you lease something, is that a limited sale? Or she'ela, we're going to have later on in the Mems. She'ela, is a she'ela a kinyan liyome? The lashon of summary of the Gemara there, and the Rishonim. When you lend something to somebody, is that a kinyan for today? Or is that, no, not a kinyan at all, I'm letting you use my thing. So you have the discussion by schiris, you have the discussion by she'ela, but it's for sure not a giving, it's not a matana. So here too, says the Gemara, the story said, you gave it to Yeshua, and you are selling him, you are leasing him the place. So shmamina. So that's the raya, right? You can do two different processes. Iboy lahu. What about this question? Mahu. Can I sell you the field, and I'm giving the metatlin to somebody else through your agav? Through your agav, you're going to be zocha this on behalf of so and so. right? It's, I'm giving it to you, but on behalf of so-and-so, as Zachan La'adam, right? So does that work for somebody else? So again, is this, what is this, maybe this is connected to how Agav works, right? Maybe if everything is one big Maisa Kenya, maybe it has to be to one person. Maybe if it's different, if it's automatic, maybe not. So Tashma, again from the story. Isur Shani Asir Lamud Nasan Akiva Ben Yosef, the Maisur Ani, that I'm going to measure, I'm giving to Akiva Ben Yosef, Kedeshi Yizka Bolanim. So I'm giving the money to who? To really the Aniyim. The Aniyim are getting the money. Umakomo Muskerlo. And the Makom is Musker to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva gets the land, so really the money is going to the Aniyim. So it shows you that it can be to two different addresses. So the answer to the Gemara, no, my Muskar, Muskar Lemaiser. Right? No, what does Muskar mean? He's really leasing it out to the Aniyim. I skipped a line. My Muskar, Muskar Lemaiser. Right? So the, maybe it means that he's giving it to the Aniyim. V'bayisei Mashani Rabbi Akiva. The other answer that we shouldn't talk about, maybe Rabbi Akiva is different. This kind of case is different. The Yad Aniyim Hu. Rabbi Akiva is not really a separate person than the hand of the Aniyim. The Gavite Staka is the hand of the Aniyim. He's their representative. It's not just being Zochet on somebody else's behalf. He is their stand-in. He is the Bailim of the Aniyim, and therefore is not considered an Acher. Is not considered an Acher. Period. This is a discussion, again, parallel discussions are had whenever you have somebody who takes care of something, the Gabai, or an Aputrapus, we're going to have in the second parak, an Aputrapus who's in charge of the Nechasim of Yisomim, right? So how much is an Aputrapus a real stand-in? Is he an agent, or is he a guardian? Right, those two are different things, guardian and agents. Those two are even different. So either way, but here the discussion is about Rabbi Akiva. The Gabai Tzedakah is the hand of the Aniyim. Okay. Amar Rava. Here we go. Lo Shana El Shana Sadebe Kulan. In this whole discussion of Agav, it's only, when are you Kona the Metaltalin? Only if he had already paid for the Metaltalin. He already paid for the Metaltalin. But if you didn't pay for the metaltalin yet, then you only get the metaltalin connected as much as you paid. The Rashmi here says, remember, kinyan agav is a garua type of kinyan. It's a weak type of kinyan. After all, you're not doing a kinyan to the metaltalin themselves. So how are you going to say it goes even if the guy didn't pay for it yet? So he had to pay for it already, even though he didn't do a kinyan for it. Right? He has to pay for it in order for it to work. There's just a girsa in Rashi where the Rishash takes out a word and other Achronim where it says in the Rashi, the first wide line of Rashi, Lo Shana the Metatlan Nikna Bachazaka the Karka. When the Metatlan Nikna with the Chazaka they do on the Karka, El Shana Salad Bekal Metatlan, if you gave the money for all the Metatlan, the Rishash takes out the next word, Vahakarka. Because we mentioned on Daf Chavav already that for Karka, you only have to give the first Pruta. Right? So you don't have to pay for the Karka yet. So they take out that word, it's a different girsa. Back to the Gemara. Tani Gavazet the Rava. Let's prove Rava that you have to pay for the whole metaltalin for it to be worked within the Agav. Yafek koach hakesef mikoach hashtar v'koach hashtar mikoach hakesef. Shtar has something that kesef doesn't have, and kesef has something that shtar doesn't have. Yafek koach hakesef. What's the mila of kinyan kesef? Sha kesef podin bo hekdeshes u'maiser sheni. By kesef, I can be poda hekdesh. Meaning, if there's something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and I want to be poda it, I want to make the money, I want to make something kadosh instead of it, I could use kesef. Can't use a shtar. We had this back on Daf Hey. I can't give an IOU, shtar admei, that I owe the Beis HaMikdash, or Maaser Sheni. Let's say I don't want to schlep all my Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, so I can be poda it, but tzarta kesef akamlo, onto money. Mashenki mishtar, you can't use a shtar to be poda. You can't use a shtar to be poda Maaser Sheni or Hektish. And what about the opposite? If you have a kolach ashtar, v'sha ashtar motzi b'vas Yisrael, mashenki nek b'kesef. A shtar could be used for gerushin. Kesef cannot be used for gerushin. So shtar beats kesef and kesef beats shtar. The yof the koach shneim mikoach chazaka, and both of them are better than chazaka. The koach chazaka mikoach shneim, but chazaka is something that both of them don't have. Yof the koach shneim, both of them kesef and shtar are better than chazaka. How? Shneim konim be'eved ivri, that both shtar and kesef can be konim eved ivri. Right? We had that in this parak. Mashing and chazaka, you can't be do a kini chazaka on an eved ivri. But yof the koach chazaka, but the koach chazaka is better than a shtar at kesef. Shah chazaka, but chazaka does the following. Machalo eser salas be'eser medinos. If you sell a person 10 fields in 10 different countries, kivach hechzik ba'achas v'yam kanam kulam. Once you do chazaka, kini chazaka by one of them, you're kona all of them. kesef for one of the fields doesn't automatically give you the other fields, or shtar. And let's just finish first. Bamed v'ramamurim, and this is the whole raya. When do you say that this all works, that what chazaka of one field works for the chazaka of the other field, b'shanasal d'me kulam, if you already paid for the other fields. Avolonasal d'me kulam, if not, lokana el kanem osa, if you only get parallel to what you paid for. And Rashi says on top that metaltalin are the same kind of thing. It's like a field that's not here. So therefore, the same rules would apply, and that's a raya to Rava, that you have to pay for the metaltalin that you're being nikne with aga. Shram Siyan Balacha has an interesting ha'ara. Right in the bottom, it just said, if you sell them 10 fields in 10 countries, why not just 10 fields in 10 different places? But that's for 10 countries. So the Shram Siyan Balacha says, we all know international law. We all know every country has its own laws of real estate. And therefore, you might have said that, you know, you're trying to sell 10 fields in 10 countries. That doesn't work. It's very hard to transfer things, transfer rights. Even within Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Ksuba says, "Stam Yehuda v'Galil k'shas chirim dami." If you think about that line, it's like a shas emergency going from Yehuda to Galil, right? Different parts of Eretz Yisrael, even. V'hava mina she'em b'yod ha'liknos. You might have thought different countries. Forget it, right? Because it's difficult to transfer a look. Hamash malan, no, because he's going to quote a line in a minute. So, let's leave the next line for a minute till we get to it. Masayle l'Shmuel. So let's bring this whole discussion is a raya to Shmuel. What? That if you're kona in one land, you're kona the other nine lands. It's a raya to Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Machalu Eser Sodas Besa Medinos. If a person sells 10 sellers in 10 countries. Once he was machzik in one of them, he's kona all of them. That's exactly what Shmuel said. I'll prove it to you that this should be true. She'ilu masar lo eser behemos ba'afsar echad. Let's say I give you 10 animals with one, in one, like connected to one rein. One rein, let's say they're all following along. Unclear, they're all connected, they all have saddles, or it's just like a train. So let's assume, some of you say it's a train. If you give 10 animals with one reins, for Amar Le Kanin, you say Kani, Milo Kani, wouldn't that work? So what's the difference? Of course, just like if you buy one land here, all the lands are nikneh, so too by the animals. You buy, all the animals are connected. So if you're Kona one animal, you're Kona all the animals. Like we're saying, Amar Le Mi Dami, you can't compare those two cases. Hasa Mi Guda Biyado, here they're all tied to you. They're all connected. By the reins, by the string. Haka, enu gudu biyadu, by the lands. It's not a good raya, because they're not all physically connected. Therefore, you cannot compare reins and land. So, reins are better. The opposite way. Ikadami, the other version of the Gemara. Amar of Achabredu of Ikateta. I'll prove it to you, Delokani. I'll prove to you that Shmuel should be wrong. Ilu matzalo esa behemos ba'afsar echad. If you give 10 animals with one reins, v'amalo zu, kni, mi kani, would that work? Of course that would. that wouldn't work because you only did makinyan on one animal, right? Not the other animals in the back of the train. Gemara says, no, me dummy, lands are much better. Hasam by the animals, gufin muchlakin. Principle that comes up in another context. Here, every animal is its own body. Its own body. So you do makinyan on one animal, so it doesn't work for the other animals. It's one body. Hacha sadna da'ara chadhu. Land is one land. Rashi, dahakula mechuberes. It's all mechubar. It's all one land mass. You're right, there's other people's lands in the middle, but it's all one land. And therefore, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's all considered connected.
What kinyan were you doing on the animals?
Let's say Mashiach.
So when you pull one,
did you pull one, did you do the other? So first of all, maybe you didn't do Mashiach, maybe you did Hagbah, which doesn't lift up the other animals. Or maybe you did, maybe that's an indirect Mashiach. So I'm not sure if that would be a Haraz Bailos enough, if it just gets pulled because you're pulling something else. Talking about those, somebody emailed me yesterday, so one of the questions of this article about jumping elephants. So a couple days ago, we had a discussion about the elephant jumping on the branches. Gets up three. I didn't get to read it yet, but jumping elephants. But anyway, so Rashi here says all land is connected. So the Sharm Siyana Balacha here wonders, does that mean earth? Does that mean a continent? It says that star. It says, there are kul mechuberes. So what if you have a yam in the middle? Does it go by within each continent? You know, that's when you say that the land is sana da arachadu, or is it just a din in earth? Din in earth, and land is land. So he has that suffix. Because if you take Rashi literally, it's only what's mechubar, right? What did Rashi know? Also, how much did Rashi know about other continents, right? Did Rashi know about you know, about the other side of the world. Rashi lived before 1492.
She's made bracious.
It was all right. Did we say it was all landed? That it separated. And that's where the faults are. The earthquake faults. Right. So maybe that's what it means. Anaharo originally, deep down in the kishkas of the earth. You know, they're all connected. Okay. Next, Vizokan Mazanachasim, getting back to the last line of the Mishnah. Last line of the Mishnah quoted the idea of Gilgal Shvua. Even though, the principle is Ein Yishvan al HaKarkos, you're not allowed to take a Shvua on earth, on Karka, but once you're taking a Shvua on Metatalin, so we throw in that you're taking a Shvua on Karka as well. There is a Machlokas in the Rishonim whether we suggest. Well, let's just first say it this way. What does that mean? Zokagin, we stand up. Who's the we? We stand up a shvua on the karka if you're taking a shvua on the metaltalin. So who's the? So Rashi says the feirish. What is zokagin? It means the nechasim. The nechasim of metaltalin bring with it a shvua on the karka as well. The Ritva says no, it means bezdin. Rashi says not bezdin. So Rashi, so the Ritva says there it means bezdin. What does that mean? There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. That's what the Rashi and the Ritva seem to be arguing about. Does Bezdin suggest Gilgul Shvua even if the person didn't suggest Gilgul Shvua? If the Toveya didn't say, take a Shvua on it, on the earth? That's a machlokas Rishonim, whether we suggest Gilgul even without a Tviya. So that might be what Rashi and the Ritva are arguing about. But let's just see. Amar Ulo, Minayim Gilgul Shvua Min HaTorah. Where's the source for Gilgul Shvua? Where do you see if you take a Shvua on A, we throw in a Shvua on B? Shenemar! We say we know it from the story of Anisha Sota. The Yamar Ha'isha Amen Amen. The woman says Amen Amen twice. Vitzan, the Mishnah says in Sota, Amen Amen. Why is she saying Amen twice? So she has a lot in mind. Amen Allah, Amen Al Hashvua. Amen on the curse that's going to happen. And Amen Al Hashvua, I accept that I'm swearing about it. Amen Im Yish Zeh. Amen Im Miish Acher. I accept, I say Amen that I accept that I didn't do anything with this man that I had the Yichud with. And Amen on any other man. Even though that didn't come up here, there's no edim on that. Amen shlosatisi arusa. Amen that I didn't stray from my husband when I was an arusa, benesua, or when I was married. V'shemeres yavan, even when I was a shemeres yavan, v'knusa, or when I was married. So the Gemara there in Soda talks about what's the difference between nesua and knusa. Not for now. Hi arusa echidami. What about the arusa case? I swear that I wasn't an arusa. I didn't do anything when I was an arusa. Ilema dekani lakshi arusa, umakamashi lakshi arusa. Are we talking about a case where everything is happening when she's in Arusa, the first stage of the Jewish marriage? But it's not. But the Mishnah says, also in Sota, that Arusa is not in the Parsha of Sota. Arusa v'shameres yavam, and Arusa v'shameres yavam, lo shosas lo nolos ktuba. They don't take their ktuba, but they don't take the drink. My time, or why? Because it says, tachas isheich amarachman avaleka. Because these aren't full husbands in Arusa and v'shameres yavam. So what's the case of Arusa that we're talking about? Ella, the kani lakshi Arusa, it must be that he was makani. He gave her the warning when she was in Arusa. The nistrak she Arusa, and she had the yichon when she was in Arusa. The kamashki lakshi nesua, but the drinking and the edim came when she was in nesua. So Gemara says mibatki lamaya. But then the water, we saw that won't work anyway. Because what happened? Everything happened when she was an Arusa, and then he got married to her and lachor lived with her. But the halach is if a man is not allowed to live with his wife after she's a sota. And if he did, the waters don't work. So, v'niko ishmei avon amarachmana. The man is free from sin. Bezman shu ishmenu kamei avon. Mayim botkin as ishto. Only when a man is free from sin, the water works. Ein ishmenu kamei avon, ein amayim botkin as ishto. If a man was not free from sin, then the mayim doesn't work. Ask Tosas, maybe it was shogeg. Maybe it was shogeg, Tosas asked in Dibrasla v'nika. So, Gemara Tosas says, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He lived with his wife, even if he didn't know about it. So the and this, by the way, applies. The Rambam says it applies if he ever strayed in any time of his life. Mechayim, the Rambam's law of lashon is. So what's the case of Arusa here? That she's swearing that I did not stray when I was an Arusa. Ella al yidei Gilgal. It must be, you're right. We shouldn't make her swear about that, but it's through Gilgal. Once she's swearing that she didn't stray when she was married, we also throw in the shvua that she did not stray through Gilgal. The Ritva says here, and this will finish, the Ritva says here, the Gilgal by Sota is a little different than the Gilgal by Kala Tarakula. Even though we learned from the other, one from the other, it's a little different. By Sota, the Kohen has a, right, even though we had two Shitas in the Rishonim already, does Bezdin Toveya even without the Tviya or not? The Ritva has a middle Shita. Generally, we're not Toveya, but the Kohen makes her swear. Why? Because here we're being Mafresh Mi'isura. We're talking about Isurim, and Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, says the Ritva, and that's why Bezdin steps up to the plate here, even if the husband does not. But in regular case of Dini Maminis, then we're not towing unless the person wants to be towing himself. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow, more Kini Chalipin, and tomorrow we get into Amir Rasul Gevorah Kimis Rasul HaHekdesh, the source of that, and then the next day, Daf Chav Tes, we get to the third part of the first parak of Kiddushin. The first part is about marriage, the second part is about Kinyanim, the third part is all about Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Grama, and Kibbutz Ava Aim, and Pidyon HaBen, and all the fun Mitzvah Zaseh, Talmud Torah, at the end of the first parak. Okay, we'll stop here.